RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm trying to figure out how I should start this. But anyway, Sam, Greg, and Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Friday morning. Keep that going, Dylan. Because, see, I want to tell the audience that Sam and I did a show once where I did a deep dive wondering why, at least it wasn't a discussion, that the color purple, which was bestowed upon Prince for obvious reasons, why was there no consideration to that color first going to Jimi Hendrix because of this hit song that came out nearly 20 years before anybody knew. Well, actually, a little less than that. But before
and that's
anybody
why. You just give them the reason why.
Well, just because it came out before Prince?
No, just because of just different level of stuff at the time, man.
Yeah, but different people time, caught different up era. To what happened before everything was MTV and mass media.
And by the time they caught up to that, Prince had all kind of music videos all over the place and done movies and all kind
of disagree.
Carried on.
I disagree. So? Really? I absolutely disagree.
Yeah. I do think that's it, though. I think it's just more visibility.
Yeah, more visibility.
But that doesn't mean
the time,
but
yeah.
There was also radio, which was is prominent. It was still radio was still
most
driving
everything.
Most
weren't even FM at the time of Hendrix, man.
I ain't talking about 1967. I'm talking about throughout the years where FM radio took over.
Okay.
I'm not bending on this one because you could bring up 1966 when he wrote the song. By the way, he wrote that in a club in London.
Right.
I'm just saying before Prince, there were 20 years of people when they thought about the color purple, thought about this song.
Right, but color's visual.
Yeah. People can see, man.
Okay.
It's a different deal. It's a different deal.
It's got nothing to do with Jimmy being gone. Okay, there's that too.
I'm saying by the time we got to being able to see an artist kind of on the regular and then being able to present themselves to us on the regular, that does happen after Jimmy passes. Like before then, you got to wait on the monthly magazine or Ed Sullivan show.
All of that's true. And Prince was bestowed this toward the end of his career.
Right.
All right. So again, because he got sick of people identifying with just that one album that came out in 84, which really bothered him. Plus, Warner Brothers still owned that. And you know how he felt about the record company.
Well.
Right.
Okay. So I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, this was just a thing I wanted to throw out there.
But that is an interesting question, though, because I didn't even think about it until you brought it up. But you're right. Yeah, he is associated with purple.
Jimmy should be.
It's a matter of what you see. It's like the folks who don't want to talk about the guy that scored the 100 points in the game. A lot of people want to think
basically.
Oh, yeah.
I saw those tweets last week.
We work with a couple of them.
Yeah, okay. We probably work with more than a couple of them.
Well, that's true. They just haven't acknowledged it yet. By the way, as we come back here with some Jimi Hendrix, casting call, which I'm about to give you, is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it with family style at one of Buffalo Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Come wing it. Got to say it right. Come wing it, family.
We going to do the show over there now?
Well, I'm hoping.
Ooh,
why not?
That'd be a good one.
That would be outstanding.
I'll take that call.
They serve coffee?
I would take Yes, they do. They and a percolator.
Yay!
There you go.
Full circle.
I did it. We came back with that because that song was written today. And the thing about it is, think about everything this dude did was unconventional. Jimi Hendrix played with a guitar upside down because they didn't make no left-handed guitars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he wrote that song, as the story goes, backstage at the Uppercut Club in London on this date. back in 66. And also, a certain rock band made their debut in America on this day called Led Zeppelin. They went on tour with, of all bands. Are you ready for this? Who would you think that Led Zeppelin would open up for? Like, we started the show, Dylan played some Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi, when they burst onto the scenes, they were opening up for Van Halen. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, right?
Right.
Zeppelin opened up for Vanilla Fudge.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
I think they had one hit song, and it was kind of a... If I'm thinking of the hit, I'm sure Dylan will try and find it.
But. I was about to say, who? I've never heard
exactly.
of Vanilla Fudge
heard
in my life.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah. Vanilla Fudge, where Zeppelin was opening up for them, their debut tour in Denver, of all places. You guys know what I do when we do the casting call. I send you to 929thegame.com/casting call. I also send you to Get Cast with Greg on X to see the list of job opportunities in front of the camera. Well, during the holidays, I flipped that, and I really want to focus on those of you out there that may be looking to change where you do your occupation. There are a number of jobs on a movie crew, and they are constantly looking for those. So I'm going to focus on those of you that are looking to find out where they post them, and it starts with Georgia.org. So as you go to the casting call, I wish you happy holidays, but I want you to check out these links, the behind-the-camera job opportunities. As I said, starting with Georgia.org, and I walk you through where to find it on their site. Also have the list of the extras casting directors. Whether I have a list of job opportunities in front of the camera or not, I always drive you to their links and more importantly, where they post their breakdowns. Go to their social media pages or the casting directors, and you will see, because they're constantly turning them over, and they're being very creative now because it's slow, it's the holidays. So there'll be commercials in Chattanooga. There'll be commercials in Macon. There'll be opportunities North Georgia, West Georgia, and in places that you may not think of, but it's still money.
Yeah.
It's still opportunities. So check out the list of the extras casting directors, the Georgia Department of Labor. I've got that link to them. Any minors have to have that certificate. And it's a one-page piece of paper. You send it in, boom, the next day you get a number, you're good to go, and some voiceover contacts. So those are all there for you. And again, walking you through how to find all this stuff and a basic breakdown of how to submit yourself. Couldn't be easier. I try to make it so even people like me can understand it. So
okay.
You got any questions, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. And again, you can see the list on GetCast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/casting call. Now,
found out something yesterday.
Pardon?
Something that was filmed here in the area. We're not going to get to see this till Thanksgiving of next year.
You know, I was going to bring that up, but thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was like, really?
Yep.
I thought.
Like, that was the perfect. What's he known for?
Yeah, but I thought it might have been come out like Super Bowl week or something like that.
That's too early. They just filmed. They just finished filming. So they needed a year to go through stuff and edit stuff and bring it down. So it made sense to me that it's that far out. You want to do it?
No, go ahead. You can.
Well, what he's talking about is the movie made here about John Madden, the Madden movie. And they're running ads for it now. And they're little teasers, right?
Yeah.
Because it's conceivable it's not completely finished right now, even though they're running these teasers for it during these games. But if you remember John Madden when he was broadcasting, you knew the one thing he introduced to the world. And we saw it this past Thanksgiving was the turducken.
Yeah.
And so that's when they're going to have this movie come out. I'm still waiting to see a believable Nicolas Cage. I'm still waiting to see if I'll believe Christian Bale will be more Al Davis than Nicolas Cage will be John Madden. I hope
I'm
wrong.
And they filmed a lot of this over at Georgia State, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Man, it was neat to go over there and see them have the place set up, have the field painted up for that Super Bowl with the Vikings and Raiders, mm-hmm. and then go up into the broadcast area and see where we talk about the different jobs you have.
Right.
Where they had gone in, carpenters had like hammered together a set.
Made a new booth
that looked just like it would look back in the 70s, a CBS mm-hmm. booth with, you know, Summerall and Madden, painted everything up, had like clipboards with papers hanging on the wall and whatnot, just like you would have in a broadcast booth at that time. Mm-hmm. So when you always talk about people having different occupations, different things, do you paint? Are you a carpenter? There is a need for those things when it comes to
the art department,
things,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
and so we had a chance to see that. We're walking through there, myself and Dave Cohen. We're up there walking. I says, "Man, when did all this stuff get here?" And they were
they will build you anything.
They were building it. They were building it out and recreating it. And can't wait to see it.
Dude, they did that for me in this movie that went default. But when they made Black Spartans, I was supposed to be a part of this project that told the story of the mid-60s Michigan State football team, the first team, much like the Brian song with Gale Sayers and Byron Piccolo. They had players integrated living quarters.
Yep.
Okay, that was the first time that happened. So they were telling that story. Like I said, Bubba Smith was on that team.
Duffy Daugherty. He came south and got a lot of players that couldn't play back home and took them north. I think the story with Bubba Smith is he wanted to go to Texas. Darryl Royal couldn't recruit him. And he was able to do that.
Well, they
And that's the other part that made.
Well, they didn't have that in this story.
The doors come open in the 70s here in the South was Duffy Daugherty and schools like that. He's going to come down. You're not going to let him in your school. We'll bring him up here and play him in Michigan State.
There you go.
And in a position, including quarterback, you know, with James Ray. So, yeah.
Well, that movie, the producers didn't get it together, and the thing went in default.
Yeah.
But the point of the story is they built a broadcast.
I hope somebody gets to pick that up and do that. I hope that
they
should
be.
Yeah.
You might have just given somebody a project.
It's a tremendous story.
Because we went through this whole thing, and people were getting chased after, and those of us that acted on it eventually got a check, but that movie went into default. It will not see the light of day, but yet it was shot. So
here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let me just tell you, what we started the show talking about our Christmas days. I have to mention this. And I also, it was a little bit of a covert operation that happened over the last month or so, and it involved our friend Jaron Solomon.
Okay.
And I want to thank Jaron. And if he ain't listening, y'all go tell Jaron Solomon he got shout out this morning. But my stepson Kyle decided he was going to ask his girlfriend to marry him.
Pop the question.
And so we had this whole thing where I was getting together with him on days where she was working and taking him, you know, talking to him about some stuff, and then taking him, we arranged for him to go down to Solomon Brothers. The funniest part about this whole thing is he don't leave his county that much. he's in his 30s, but he, for whatever reason, gets things done up there in his neighborhood. So he'd never been into and mind you, most people haven't been into a really, you know, a nice jewelry store. And what happens to you when you go in there, if they know you're going to be a customer, they will sometimes offer you a drink if they haven't. Solomon Brothers has a bar in their locations.
Yeah.
So when I walked in with Kyle, they offered him a drink. He goes, what? I go, yeah, man, would you like a drink, sir? And they go, for free? I said, yeah, man, this is what they do in those places. He goes, really? They give you a beer? I said, well, if you want wine, they'll give you that too. So anyway, point is that the plan was he was going to ask his girlfriend. They were leaving today to go to Michigan, or tomorrow, where not Tracy's family, but her exes, they also live up there. And he was going to do it up there in front of that extent family members. Well, anyway, stuff happened, one thing and another. So the Christmas days now are crazy around here, especially for families that, you know, have split up. You got kids over here. They got to go to mom's house. They got to go to dad's house. So Christmas Eve is done at our house. Then they go to their father's on Christmas Day. But now that he's got this girlfriend, he was going to his girlfriend's house first. Mm-hmm. And when he got to his girlfriend's house, somebody was deputized as the camera person, and he had the ring. He came and got it from me and weaved it into the presence, and she didn't know what was coming. And he, she grabbed this, and she's like, "You can." And they were videoing it, right? And you hear, "Kyle, what is this?"
Yeah.
And she started to realize it, and then you heard the tears and all that. And then as soon as she opened it and saw that it was a ring, he jumps in front of her and gets on the one knee and does the asking in front of her mother and her father. And now everybody's Niagara Falls, right? It's just stupid. So I had to, you know, I love them both.
Yeah.
Kyle did it. He tripped and fell and did it his own little way, but he'll remember how he did it. But he proposed to his girlfriend on Christmas, and I told him I'd give him a shout out there.
Yeah.
And she said yes. So I'm sure I get that out. And she still might be wiping tears off. So, and then they sent the video to us. And we all knew what was going on. Tracy knew what was going on. I knew what was going on. So we get the video, and Tracy's looking at it, and now I think she's still crying because her baby's getting married.
Yeah.
Right? I think Jesse even cried a little bit, too.
Oh, my goodness.
So shout out to him, man. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And if you had one of those in your family, 404-726-0929, tell Dylan. Give us a call. Tell him if anybody proposed marriage, and Dylan will tell us, and we'll give you a shout out on the air. Having said that, moving into the 8 o'clock hour, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, he's going to be joining us, going to talk some NFL action. And since I gave the number out, hell, if you want to give us a call and tell us how your Christmas was or something sports related, give us a shout. We don't give this number out enough, Sam. 404-726-0929. Sam, Greg, and Noel on this 26th day of December. In for the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.